Okay. The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and future bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you're here, episode 18, Future Bachelor, let's go! Had a son of a reminder.
Oh yeah. Welcome back.
All right. I wanted to start it real slow because last week I kind of had a really long intro, so
I heard
so
that.
I'll keep it really short on that one. Guys, here you are, episode 18 of Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Eric.
Oh my goodness, holy cow. That's new the first guy. Time we're saying that. I said that the first episode I ever did with Veronica, but you guys might be wondering who Eric is. Well, first of all, Eric is one of my good friends here. I don't even know, we are on the same kickball team, but I just asked you last week if you wanted to be the co-host because Veronica's gone for this week, so
And I haven't hosted a podcast before, so,
You know,
so do it.
If you guys are like, wow, he, you know, this sounds like his first podcast, but it is
it's my first
so
podcast.
Yeah, this is awesome, but you guys should definitely know Eric. He's got a lot of similar interest to, like I do, in comedy and acting and stuff, so it's really cool to bounce ideas and stuff off each other.
Definitely.
We had this really cool time travel one which I've been talking about. That's
yeah,
we'll keep that in the books. Yeah, we'll keep that in the books.
That's just a weekend night sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But so yeah, well, Veronica's in Las Vegas right now, so she has a bunch of FOMO about, you know, this is the first time I've done the podcast without her as my co-host. So
yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, it is really weird. Like, but you look comfortable as hell right now.
If you need me to do any Veronica things, just let me know.
Well, yeah, definitely.
That's classic V books.
Well, like, speaking of classic V, she sent a couple memos, voice messages over to us to kind of check in and let us know how she's been doing in Las Vegas. So I'm going to play a couple of those. This one was recorded on Monday morning or afternoon, and then she sent me another one actually afterwards. We'll play afterwards. That's like from the next morning. So you can see how much it dramatically changes. So here's one.
Hey guys, it's me, V, checking in. So I've been at the pool all day in cabanas, because cabana unana.
Oh my god.
But cabana, I've been having a blast. I was doing trapeze yesterday, and some really hot trapeze guy caught me, because I got to do like a little transfer over to him, like, you know, flipping onto it and like grabbing his hands. So that was really fucking cool. But I've been looking,
watch your mouth.
You know, looking great. Been wearing my like very tall heels. I've been taller than some of my guy friends here, and they have not been appreciating it. And last but not least, I have a flash tattoo of a dick on my butt. So there's that. Bachelorette parties, that's how it goes, I guess. All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Yeah. So you can tell that she's having a time out there in Las Vegas. Yeah. She's got one dirty mouth, though. I'll let you know. But this was like the next morning, actually.
Hey, Sai, it's V. My body and soul are depleted, but I'm alive. I mean, my all right, everybody in the background is saying how I have a dick on my butt, but I sent that in the first check-in, so you do know that I have a dick tattoo on my butt. But I pretty much think I've sweated out all of the alcohol that I've put into my body with how hot it is in here, but yet I continue to put more in. I already know what happened in last night's Bachelorette, and I'm kind of upset about it because, you know, it's my boy that goes home. But we all knew that was going to happen. But now he could be my hockey husband, so that's fine. So, yeah. All right. But XOXO, I love you guys. Bye.
All right. Yeah. So that was V's check-in. She sounds like she's having a good time. But, like, while she's over there playing and having a good time, we're over here getting the work done, right, Eric?
Yeah, doing that work. Putting in
man.
The time.
So we actually hung out a lot this last week. Weekend. So,
We didn't get any like flash tattoos of dicks on our
No,
house,
not this
we did
time.
All right.
Yeah, luckily not. It wasn't this weekend that happened for us. But it all started actually with our kickball game on Thursday, which was pretty cool, right?
It was a great show, and I mean, what was the score?
I don't know. It's like even worse
Just
than
take
last
a
time.
Guess.
Was it 15-2?
That's close. I think it was like 16-4.
16-4. Wow. Okay, guys. Wasn't so even close. We started off with like good momentum. I don't know what's wrong. Like, I feel like we have a good team, but.
Well, yeah, we just don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, like, most of
I feel like we care, but we just don't care enough to, like, care. Strategize.
Yeah, it's the thing when you get these, like teams of adults playing sports. Half of the people don't really care about playing or competing. The other half do.
Exactly. Yeah, and then also we're drinking the whole time. So it's, like, actually, like, a fun little thing for us to just – because some teams will take it actually really serious, and those are never fun. But
yeah. No, I don't think – I think we don't want to take it too serious because – we're just there to have fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but like,
I think you want to win real bad.
I do. Well,
it doesn't get under my skin. That's why I'm cool with like taking it easy.
It's not that it gets under my skin. It's just more of just like I talk so much shit. I just want to win. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it actually becomes funny because I'm like, you know, as we talk shit, like we're losing.
Yeah. It would really make more sense if you talked as much shit and we just beat everybody. Like, yeah. We're beating people 16-5. You should be talking.
Didn't we get like a grand slam or something this last
time? Yeah, we did. Dude, we do fine.
Yes.
That team just had a few people that just kick really well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like these old men. It's like these guys who are like late 30s coming in with soccer cleats on.
Yeah, and they don't say one word. I had to actually ask the guy to smile. I'm like, dude, could you smile once? And he just gave me like the like wackest like smile.
Yeah, exactly. That dude wants to win more than you.
Yeah, exactly. I know, because he's the first person I saw sweat as much as I did since we started. So, but yeah, so that was pretty cool. We lost, and then we went out. Yeah, we went out that night, right?
Yeah, we went to Lady Bird for a little bit.
Yep.
The team, and then we went over to Jack's.
Yeah, it's always cool on Thursday nights to hang out with the team afterwards and get a couple drinks and then get silly, you know?
Yeah.
We actually, if you guys saw a couple of my IG stories I did, you might have noticed Eric with a whole bunch of his glasses and stash brothers.
Yeah.
So
brothers in arms.
Yeah, brothers in arms. Hey. I don't know why. It was just like a lot of people.
On doppelgangers
a lot of people
out there.
In glasses, a lot of people with mustaches. But and then then we rallied. I think we split off on Friday. We did our own thing. You said you ended up hanging out at Lady Bird again.
Yeah, me and all my coworkers went to Lady Bird.
Oh, nice. Okay,
it's a
cool.
Good spot.
Yeah, you had like your boss in town or something like that, or your owner. And then I, what did I do? Oh, I went to New Rome. I usually just go to the brewery on Friday. But yeah.
Did you close down on Friday? Were you at till close?
I don't. Where did we end up going? We went to Victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we left from there.
It's hard to stay.
No. But we had started early, so we ended up going like probably till like midnight, and then I had a friend visiting in town, so But the next day we had the Christmas in July party, which was really sick. We got in our Christmas sweater vests and stuff, and I was wearing a scarf. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Wearing a scarf in the middle of summer.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, where the hell are you? I'm like, I'm in Atlanta. They're like, why are you wearing winter clothes?
Yeah. Everybody got decked out. I mean, being at that party with that much Christmas stuff, people went all out.
Dude, it was awesome. Like,
Shane had a freaking Santa Claus wearing like a Hawaiian onesie on a surfboard or something.
And then they had that crock pot full of meatballs.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Remember meatball shots?
Yo, dude, that was the best. Shout out to meatball shots, dude. Shanna and the meatballs. And James out there, like, he was really going hard. Because I discovered them. I was like, dude, no one's eating these meatballs. It's a full crock pot full of spicy meatballs.
Pretty good meatballs.
Really good meatballs. Yeah. And then I don't know who had the idea of like putting the meatballs in the shot glass, but
yeah,
but it was you take a shot and then you get your little meatball at the end of it. So
that was rough.
But we ended up rallying, going out to church, which is a bar around here, and I ended up getting pizza from Edgewood Pizza that night. It's always a good night when you end with a pie. Yo, before we went out to that party, though.
Do you want to talk about the...
what do we call that?
I don't know what you'd call it.
I call it
the knife game.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was like kind of like a weird, like... when you're doing acting,
it's
do like
an improv game.
Yeah, like almost. A coach, like... Or what do they call it? They call it like a... Not a skit, but some type of workout.
It was definitely a bit.
Yeah, like
we were doing a comedy bit.
So we pulled out like my friend's new knife that he got off Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, that little click where you could just click.
Yeah, you can kind of like, it's like a switchblade type thing. And then I don't know where we started, but we were like, why don't we like start acting? And we got in a circle, like four of us, and passed the knife around and was like,
just doing different
what
takes.
We were saying? Like, get the fuck back.
Yeah, it was get the fuck back at first. I think you just did it. And then you handed it to me and I was like, get the fuck back.
So we all did it different acting styles.
Yeah, we were just doing different takes.
And then
it
got to be like the next one. I don't even want to say the next one, but yeah, there was one. Then one was like, well, yeah, we should have done that one, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, Where's My Son was one of them.
Yeah, Where's My Son? And
just
then there
clicking
was
a knife up and being like,
Where's My Son?
Where's My Son? Well, that was fun.
Where's My Sandwich? So that was actually a good acting game. If you guys want to really see how good your friends act, like go around a circle with a knife and threaten each other.
And you got to make eye contact.
You got to make eye contact, but you have to say it differently each time, like a different way. It's a pretty
fun
game.
Don't stab them.
Do not stab
them. It's a free world.
No, I would recommend not stabbing them. Yeah, let's see. Actually, this is always a moment that I'm notorious for messing up, but it's something I like to call Quick Hits.
Quick Hits?
Yeah. Are you familiar with Quick Hits?
I've heard it once.
You've heard it once?
Yeah, but it's hard to tell what was going on.
Okay, so pretty much Quick Hits is like a segment where we talk about some really random news or something before we get into like maybe our main topic and stuff. Yeah. So before we started the show, we're kind of going over our outline. Obviously, this is the first time Eric's done this with me, so it's like, you know, I'm teaching him how to do it and stuff. But he, I was showing him this video. If you guys have ever heard of Color Me Bad, pretty much one. I gotta find the song if I can play it. But Color Me Bad is a group from the 80s that pretty much here. I got this right here. A group from the 80s. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Hey, this is the first time I've heard this song.
It's got some pan going. Go. Yeah. You know this. So pretty much the main singer of this group, he like was like, you know,
dude,
very
talk about how the body transformation of this
oh my
guy,
gosh, okay,
from the
yeah,
music video to the fighting video.
So I showed him like that song, the music video of Color Me Bad, and the guy's all like Rico Suave. He's actually got a stash.
Yeah.
He's got a stash going.
Ones, but you know.
And he's definitely 80s. Got his eyebrows like going and all that stuff. But yeah, so pretty much and then I show him the video of like them now performing, and one of them's like sitting drunk off stage, and it's the main singer, and he's like, he's like a 200, 300
pound. Yeah, he's a
big guy.
Man. He's a huge guy now.
He just comes out at the end of the song where they're like, thank you guys for coming
out. The end
out.
Of the set, too. The end of their concert.
He just walks up like calmly and just shoves the shit out of him.
It was so funny.
And he actually gets hurt. And like he got arrested at, like for like assault and stuff like that, or battery. And it's just a really funny
bad
video.
Situation when you're getting arrested for assaulting somebody who's in your band.
And apparently, he needs some help or something like that. I don't mean to be making fun of him, but if you watch the video, you don't even have to know who Color Me Bad is to just appreciate how he shoved the shit
with
out
no
of this
context,
guy.
It was extremely funny.
Yeah. So,
but also, they were dancing too. They're still doing
they
the
had
boy
the whole choreography that was literally like,
way older
I want to sex you up. And then it was like, thank you for coming out tonight. We love you guys. Like literally. And the guy went flying. So he got hurt. Like I heard that he got hurt. But another quick hit we had, Offset, Cardi B's
in Atlanta,
fiance,
too, getting arrested.
Ooh, in the ATL.
Yeah.
They just had their kid, Culture, and Offset.
Shout out to Culture.
Yeah. So did you read up on this Offset arrest? What
I
happened?
Did, yeah. He was just driving, and I got pulled over. It smelled like weed.
Of course.
Clearly, yeah. Yep. I mean, I wouldn't expect Offset to
any
be driving
different.
Around. Yeah. So they searched the car and found, like, over $100,000 in cash.
Oh,
like
wow.
Two guns, yeah. And he's a convicted felon, I think. So he wasn't supposed to have guns. He said that the guns were in possession of his bodyguard, so they weren't really his. And they, like, arrest him, but he got right out.
Yeah, some people are calling it, like, the hip-hop police. Like, they were out to get him.
They were looking for, I mean, a nice car. They know which areas to be around.
Yeah.
Like, people have homes, like.
Yeah,
surprise.
I mean, do you expect them to not drive around with $100,000 in cash and guns?
So much cash.
It is, but like he's got to throw it on the strippers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was about to say, if you're not going to just go do errands with
$100,000,
yeah,
just like running
to
Target. No, he's at the strip club. But but yeah, so that was like pretty crazy because like the dude just had a kid like less than a month ago or something. So they're definitely getting these rappers these days. Like you know, I saw I forgot who else. I mean, Meek Mill just came out, but like what's it called? Tekashi.
Yeah.
6ix9ine. He's he just got kidnapped. Some people are calling him out for like kind of trolling and saying that it was a setup, like he set it all up for like publicity or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, right nowadays, like, he's putting himself out there. How much do you know about him?
I don't know a whole lot. Yeah. I know as much as he's just, like, crazy trolling, insane on social media. Yeah,
it's funny because, like really early on in our episodes, I showed V, like, a song of his, and she's like, this sounds like something I would hear at a festival and then go get, like, another beer. Like, you know what I'm saying? But,
not V's taste.
Yeah. But he's become more and more popular, and, you know,
he's got a huge following.
He'll put out a song, and it goes, like, number one on iTunes and stuff. Like right away. He just released a new song with Nicki Minaj, which is huge, actually. You know, she's one of the biggest artists. And, you know, so it's really giving him the cosign. Like, she's saying that she's the queen of New York, and he's saying he's the king of New York, which is actually a little bit of shade at Cardi B, because Cardi B has actually had a huge year, and she's from New York, too. Yeah. So they're saying that she's technically, like, running New York right now because of how much success she's had in the last year.
Yeah. But, Cardi B's blown up, man.
Yeah.
Especially compared to Nicki Minaj.
For sure. I mean, that's why I feel like Nicki Minaj is doing stuff like this right now. Like, she's reaching. Like, she's, like, going for... This guy is not, like... He's, like, viral big. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they play him on a radio or anything. They might play him up in New York radio, but... But yeah, so
yeah, I've never heard him going down the road.
I mean, if you watch the music video for their new song, I think it's called Fifi or something like that. Like, he always has, like, a four-letter like name for all his songs. Like, I don't know.
That's
like
smart. That's easy
Fifi.
To digest.
Yeah, it's just like Bobo or something like that. Coco, like, whatever it is. Like, he's always like a four-letter word.
Yeah.
And
short attention span.
Like, he's sitting there licking like a ice cream cone with Nicki Minaj, the same cone. Like, imagine being able to do that. He's like all over Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
How old do you think he is?
I don't know, but I would say like not like 22, maybe like 23 crazy. Or something like that. Like, young as hell. And, when I first saw him, like the first time I heard his music, I sent like a text to my friend JT, and I was like, dude, this guy goes hard. Like, he looks crazy. Like, at first you would think he was like kind of like gay or something, because his hair is like really long and rainbow or something, like just like really different. He looks like a bad guy from Batman or something.
He could for sure be a villain.
He's
got like those teeth with color.
He has like those grills that are like jagged but rainbow and stuff. Like, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. But trolling has become like a huge part of, like, I feel like young kids and stuff these days. Like, it really easily, they just talk a lot of shit online. And it's kind of dangerous though, like, you know, especially with Tekashi, like, because he literally will go at people. Like, I was telling you before, like, he had a beef with Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying?
And not a good person to have a beef with.
I mean, Chicago in general is just one of the most dangerous, like, cities, like, you know, in America.
South side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Was he walking around South Side?
He was like walking around Chief Keef's neighborhood. Like, he straight up was, you know, walking around, and that's the type of stuff that's going to get a young person like shot or killed. Yeah. Like, you know,
It does probably all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they just catch you slipping, but you know, people say he knows what he's doing. He's got a lot of security around him, but you know, he just got kidnapped like the other day. Apparently,
he doesn't have enough security. Did you get the whole story?
So what happened?
I was reading through it. Well, the thing that I read was there's two different stories: the story he gave to police and the story that he told everybody right after. But it sounded like he was doing like a late night music video and got out at like 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Was going home. And I think they came up to the car and like took the phone out of the driver's hand and then just grabbed him out of the car.
Wow.
And then kidnapped him and apparently took him back to his house. And like
his wife and kid are there. Yeah. Or not his wife, but his baby mama.
Yeah. And there was something. They ended up getting like a bunch of cash and like probably like 6 figures worth of jewelry.
Wow.
Because you know he's got a lot of jewelry.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So they used it as like a hostage situation.
Do you think it's real, or do you think it's like a publicity stunt?
And I don't really know enough about him, but I'd say real. Just because I would want it to be.
Yeah, I believe that, but like, I just feel like it would be like way more worse. Like, way more worse.
You just want the money. I mean, if you just are trying to make some money, like, and you don't like him, you're like, well.
It just sounds like something someone would make up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we live in a world right now where people would like take pictures or like kids, like people robbing people are not that smart these days. I don't feel like they should be. Like what they did, like if they can get away with it, that's fine. But like, I don't know. It just sounds like they would have wanted the clout, like they say. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Could have done it for insurance money too. Good publicity if it's all insured.
Well, I mean, dude, like this Nicki Minaj video he just dropped, like, it's already like over 15 million views within a day.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
He's probably not hurting.
Yeah, so yeah, that kind of gets into, like, we're talking about, like, what our main topic be like this week. And honestly, I think it has to do with, like, we talk about trolling, like, quite often on the show. But, I mean, it's ongoing. Like, you know, what's this new show with Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah, yeah. What's it called?
It's like, Who is America?
Who is America?
Like, yeah.
One of the funny, when I started reading and watching these videos.
Yeah, did you hear about it before today?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'd seen headlines, but I hadn't clicked on anything.
So apparently,
and I didn't actually know he was out there trolling
people. Yeah, so like apparently, like for the last year, he's been secretly, you know, filming the show. So yeah. It just aired.
Which is, it's funny too, because like 2 weeks ago, I was talking to somebody about Borat, and I was like, I don't know what happened to that guy. Like, he dropped off the map. Like, I think his career might be over.
Yeah, I think he started getting into, like, actual, like I've seen him in, like, serious movies and different roles and stuff like that, so he's not always funny. But yeah. He definitely was in Talladega Nights, and that was hilarious.
Yeah. He killed it in
there. Yeah, but yeah, so he has this show, and essentially, like, for the last year, he's been, like, going up to different people, like, so, like, B-list celebrities, politicians, and all
like
this different
them.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he'll dress up and, like, be an imposter.
Which
like,
are bad costumes,
yeah,
too,
like,
by the way.
Yeah, I see the pictures or videos. I'm like, dude, how do you not
with
know?
With that gun one, his face was out. He had cheekbones built in that looked like implants. It's
yeah.
Funny looking.
Yeah. So, what were a couple of the things that, like, so he's going out there duping people. Like,
yeah.
So what are a couple of people in?
So, Corinne from, you said Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. From Bachelor fame. Yeah. Corinne Olympio. She, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling you, like, giving you a little backstory. Like, last season, she was in this, like, kind of crazy, like, sex scandal that, like, almost, like, ruined that season of Bachelor in Paradise, which is a show after Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And it's, like, all the, like, rejects of the show, like, come on
yeah.
an island and try to find love with each other.
Yeah,
but
lost toys.
Yeah, so she, like, they had to stop production because of, like, some type of, like, sexual misconduct that was, like allegedly happening and stuff, and they ended up finding that nothing happened, and they finished the show. But
yeah.
So that, like, she was already, like, we were seeing, like, a couple, like, bits of her from The
yeah.
Bachelor, where she was, like, taking off her top.
Yeah,
she
kind of
really,
trolls people, man.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
kind of a troll herself.
Yeah.
But
which might be why Sacha Baron Cohen went after.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but what did they get her to do?
Oh, he convinced her that they were going to give her a Reality Star of the Year award or something. She comes in and he's dressed up in like a white wig with a man bun, but even more luxurious than mine.
Yeah.
And he's taking photos of her and has her dressed in like a hazmat suit and like real weird stuff. And then he convinced her to say, I forget, that she did something.
Oh, she like saved some
saved
people
like
in Africa.
Thousands of
yeah.
African lives.
Yeah.
Doing this. And he told her that he pretty much was like, set her up, like, you're going to lie about this. And she was like, all right. And then did it. And then he posted it, on, which is great.
But then there was like also another part where she's like condoning. She's like, you know, you don't know what it's like, you know, to be shot at with machine guns. That's why like kids have to have like grenades or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, crazy
Diddy
stuff
got
they had got like got her to say on the first episode
yeah,
of the show.
Yeah, which you would feel bad if she wasn't kind of trolling people.
But,
already.
You know, I feel like because we saw her reaction afterwards, right? She was interviewed after
yeah,
it happened.
She
to
played
her.
It off well.
I feel like she's always pretty good at like rebounding. Like
yeah.
she gets herself like she'll put her foot in her mouth, but she's always eventually like good at
yeah.
rebounding from.
Well,
the
she's
shoot.
In the news now too.
She's like, "What are you gonna do?"
People?
You
yeah.
know, what I'm saying it's in the public eye, like you
yeah.
know. So
and it's funny. Too.
Yeah, she's like, "I might have to prank him." You know, what I'm
yeah.
saying so.
What you, yeah,
if she's smart, she'd maybe go on a prank with him or something, in
yeah.
like the next season or something. But that was pretty funny, and it was related to The Bachelor. Which was
yeah.
like ironic, but
dude, the Dick Cheney bit on there too was great.
Oh yeah, that was the first one I saw. So
yeah.
what happened with that one, the Dick Cheney one?
And he was interviewing for something and convinced him to sign his waterboarding kit, which is just a like 2 gallon plastic jug,
like milk jug.
Milk jug, yeah. And Dick Cheney straight up is like, "All right," and just puts his signature.
Yeah, he's like, "This is the first time I signed a
waterboarding
yeah. kit."
Yeah, that was. So funny.
Yeah, but like it's kind of crazy that they even get him to say that.
Yeah,
like,
and to sign a release too. Like,
yeah,
how in the world did they get him to sign a release? Because Dick Cheney's got a lot of money.
Yeah, I wonder how. I feel like I'd watch a show about the making of that show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like another show that was like that, where it was like, well, they ended up like back in a day, like, you know, you'd watch Jerry Springer and you're like, how do they make this show? Yeah. And eventually MTV made like a behind the scenes show about the show and stuff like that, and showing like how they put the show together.
Never saw that.
Yeah. So,
that'd be interesting. Yeah. I used to watch Jerry Springer as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I mean, I used to watch it late night, like, you know, yeah. You know, I remember being a kid and like waiting for like, the Girls Gone Wild commercials. really late at night. Anyways, but yeah, so where was I? Speaking of The Bachelor, why don't we get into some Bachelor news? So this is actually going to be really interesting because you do not watch The Bachelor.
I don't watch
The
Bachelor, no. So, I've watched like way back in the day, like first two seasons when I was
interesting.
Super
okay.
Young.
So yeah. What was that experience like?
I don't remember. I didn't really care too much because I
wasn't.
I mean, now we're the ages of these people on there. So I'm like, I know who this is.
Sometimes, though, like, do you ever, like, watch shows like that and feel like the people on the show are old? Like, they feel older than you, but they're actually younger than you? Do you ever feel like that?
Kind of. I think the seeing somebody on the screen where they're the only focus makes them look so like, big and old.
It's funny that I've like thought about this before, but that's the first time I've ever said that thought out loud.
Yeah, that they look old.
Yeah, I've thought about that many times.
You would look perfect aged on. You wouldn't look younger.
Okay, cool, perfect.
You could be.
Because you know I'm going to be the future Bachelor.
Yeah,
that's the whole premise of the show.
I can see
now.
I'm
thanks,
framing
man.
It
I appreciate
up.
It. Today, I'm just kind of like, and it's been a long day. There's a lot going on. I'm about to head out to New York tomorrow. So
busy man.
Yeah, I was saying. And I was running around with like my head cut off when you showed up.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, anyways, I thought asking you to be the co-host of the show would be really funny because I figured you didn't watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, and I'm not known for my. From my Bachelor
fandom.
Information.
But, you know, so I thought it'd be funny to have you actually watch an episode of The Bachelor. And it was the funniest episode because it's the fantasy suites.
I got a good one.
Okay.
Dude, these guys are thirsty.
They are super thirsty.
Oh, my God.
So where do you want to start? I'm going to let you run The Bachelor commentary. Yeah. And I'll just kind of like let you, like, I want to experience last night's episode from your perspective.
Well, it's great that they start off with like a rewind at the beginning. They just run through whatever has been happening in the past few episodes.
Yeah, pretty much from the beginning.
So I didn't know in the beginning, like, this girl thinks she's in love with two guys. I'm like, boom, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. Nobody, how many, that's like cheap. I don't know how you can be in normal life in love with two people. That's
tough.
I
mean, it's definitely not normal life, this show. That's for sure. I mean,
so starts off with that. Great. They're in Thailand, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, all right, cool. I'll roll
dude,
with
you're
that.
Already setting this up like really well. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're doing great.
So there, she's doing like one day dates, and I'm like, cool. First date is this guy, and they're like hugging, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she's super into this guy. And then she's like, once we cross this thing, you can't touch me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, because it's like monks and it's like some temple.
Yeah, they take them up to a monk.
I don't know if I've seen that in another episode of The Bachelor or something like that, but I've seen that before where like people can't, like, it's just like no touching
or
kissing. Well,
of the three dates that they did, it was a walking in a sacred forest to some monks to talk to them about like the four pillars of love. The next guy, they just walked through a street fair and ate some crickets.
Yeah.
And then the other one, they were like rafting down a river in the middle of like a festival, and then they enjoyed some water.
Yeah, no, it was interesting.
That first dude got a good date.
I always like, I think the science behind, like, I like to talk a little bit behind how they put the episode together. Like, I always wonder like which date might have gone first or in what order.
Yeah.
And then like her mindset after having such a wonderful date with one person to go into another date with someone else and just carry that into each of these dates so the first person, like, I feel like it's always got like an advantage when it comes to like these last like ones.
And
so
and they're probably waiting a long time in between whatever happened in that previous episode and when they get to Thailand.
Yeah, but I think they might have done it in this order, though, because it seems like they might have put, like, Jason in the middle. So
did
like,
they know they were going to drop him? She dropped him like a sack of flour, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's savage.
Yeah, yeah. I felt bad because, like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like he was, like, the best one.
You liked him,
huh? Yeah, dude, I liked him.
I think maybe they shot this episode the way to make it look like kind of pull away from him, because I watched it, I was like, I don't like this guy.
Really?
He lost me at Senior Banker when he walked in.
Yeah.
He
did have a slow start. Like, she even forgot his name, like, in one of the episodes, like, early on and stuff. But he's made it to the final three, which is a big deal. But I haven't seen in a while like someone get sent home before having a chance.
Before
the fantasy suite.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna sleep with you. I haven't really seen that.
I feel like that's the underlying thing because they're definitely getting it on if they're going.
Yeah, I feel like the fantasy suite should not be like a last three thing. Like it's really weird. Like it should be like a last two thing. It makes for better TV, I'm sure. But like, yeah. It just is weird.
The whole premise of that is pretty. It's like, all right,
you had three nights, three guys together.
Yeah.
But if they were smart, they wouldn't have sex that night, exactly. Because it would change everything.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so.
What do you think? Would you try to smash? I mean, you got so much built up after weeks of just.
Well, if you're like, I don't want to do it because I want to be. But then you got two other guys who are going to the fantasy suite, and then you're like, well, I don't want to look like a little punk.
Damn, that's a good point. Like, yeah. which way would you do you go? I think
hand stuff.
Most of the girls would probably just not have sex because. Or maybe they would. It doesn't freaking matter. But like, I'm just saying. Like, I just feel like.
I mean, there's got to be pent up. There's got to be a lot of pent up sexual frustration.
See, this is why we need a Veronica here because then I could sit here and be like, because I'm like, I like to have a female perspective on you know, we talk about her making out with a bunch of dudes, like go girl and stuff like that. But it's like, if you're looking for your husband, you know what I'm saying, and you get three chances to have sex with three guys days before some guy's about to have be down one.
But she's just in love with both of them, apparently.
It's just like that's how crazy the show is. You know what I'm saying? It only really makes a very unique couple, not a real love couple.
To know what goes on in that fantasy suite.
Yeah, I mean, Blake was kind of like,
you're gonna know one day.
Yeah, I know.
You're gonna start planning.
Well, yeah, I know. I guess it's gonna be rough, man. Because I could see me getting it. I always like to pride myself on thinking that I know the rules of playing The Bachelor. But until you're in that vacuum and you don't know how you're gonna react when you see another dude that's you're kind of intimidated by because he's a good looking dude and really nice and obviously you know she's into him but it feels like she's into you but not enough because it's that guy's really good looking or something just get in your head and exactly. You know, it's hard not to.
I can only imagine, man. Yeah.
You just have to push through it, though. Mental strength. Just being like, dude, just make it to the end. Just make it to the end.
That one guy, I think it's Blake, the first date guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him. He was so jealous the entire. I mean, that's what he talked about most of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the show, did you see Garrett? Or is it Garrett? This is why I have V2 because I'm really bad with names on the show.
Was it the P thing?
Yeah. Well, he was he did a cheers and he was he pretty much cheers it right to her.
Yeah. And then he was to the prospect of love or something.
No, he's because I'm falling in love with you or something like that. He made it very personal to him. And then they all had a cheers and stuff.
And then he cut to the other guy and he's pretty tough to hear that. After you've been talking about the other side, pretty tough to hear. I'm not surprised. Tough to hear.
Yeah. I feel really bad for Jason, man.
Dude, did you see the scrapbook part?
Yeah, that was rough too.
That was coming back with the scrapbook.
That brought back actually some feelings, high school, college
did you
feelings.
Keep a scrapbook?
Not that I kept a scrapbook, but you know, you that last ditch effort to try to save the girl from you're losing her. You're losing her.
Yeah.
And you think you know, and it did bring tears to her. It's not like she didn't feel for Jason, but you know, she obviously just felt stronger for the other guy. So she cried a lot over Jason this episode.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't
scrapbook too.
Yeah. But I know that was detailed, some straight Pinterest, scrapbook.
You think
but,
there was a clipping of her hair in there?
Oh, that would have been crazy. That was probably why she was all right, don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean,
all right, so who are you going for now? Since you Jason was your pick, you got Garrett, who was the third date guy, and Blake, who's the first date guy.
I think Blake is just too intense, but Garrett is just.
It reminds me of a high school football player.
Exactly, he is. Did you know that?
No,
dude. Yeah, his last the hometown dates, he brought her to his high school and stuff like that. Yeah, he's actually really tall, and I think I think he did play football.
Both of them kind of look alike too, a little bit.
Who?
The two last guys.
Really?
I feel like they look a little bit alike.
Yeah, no, I
it's the same haircut.
I mean, maybe if you've only seen one episode or something like that, but they just look like two regular dudes right there. But
all white dudes
but there are differences. So Garrett, I feel is one to Like, he's just, like, really good at everything he says to her with a smile. Like, he's just, like, you know, and
he's kind of funny, too.
Yeah, you know, he's always smiling and making her smile, like, always in a positive mood. But I don't know. Like, I feel like there's, like, a dark side to Garrett. Oh, there's definitely a dark side to Garrett. Yeah. Do you know about the controversy behind him?
No.
So.
Do tell.
Well, once they show, like, all the guys and you see an episode or two, like, things of your past start coming out. Like, they'll, like, pull up old tweets, things that you shared or said. Like, they just go back all the way back. Like, they'll just keep going back until they find like a piece of gold, and they found like him like having these racist like shares and like talking about like the border or something like that, or like weird political. Like
he
chauvinistic
doesn't seem smart
things.
Enough to get real political, like, I don't know. What does he do? Do you know?
I don't know. I do know that he was like his family had like a farm or something like that, like in the last episode. But Veronica would know. See, this is why like it's nice
to
have
the history.
Yeah, she's got the like she knows all that stuff. All right,
but who's your pick?
So I don't know, man. To be honest, I was really hoping like Jason might have been one of the two. I knew he wasn't gonna win, but like just these two last guys, just knowing Garrett's like history of like all that stuff, and then Blake like how intense he is and all that stuff. It just seems like neither of them are gonna be a right match. But I just know she's gonna pick Garrett. I feel like she's gonna pick Garrett.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Yeah, he's just like really, really good looking.
Yeah,
and, you know,
they seem to get along better. Depends on what she likes, I guess. That the first guy didn't make a lot of eye contact with her through a lot of it. I was like,
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if he's camera shy or what, but yeah.
I was
being real observant. I was like trying to read the relationship.
It's like things I don't ever see in the show because I just watch it for my own selfish reasons.
What's up with all the bees? Do you know why she's into bees?
Bees?
Yeah, she had bee earrings on and a bee tattoo.
I don't know. I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it's like the first 5 minutes.
Maybe
I'm like,
you should be like
into bees.
You got to be like a correspondent for future episodes. Be like, check in with Eric. What did you notice about this episode?
He's like, well, she was missing a hair on the right side.
What's with all the bees? I'm like, I didn't even see the bees at all.
Somebody needs to bring her some honey. Like, if none of these guys have asked her about the bees, then she needs to just cut.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something at the beginning about the bees or something, but. That's another interesting takeaway. I think Garrett's gonna win, but like to be honest,
I'll take you on that,
So it's gonna be interesting though, because they next week is the guys are like, what is it? The guys tell all.
Yeah.
So they bring all the guys back.
I saw the trailer for that, and it looked riveting.
It's gonna be intense.
I wasn't planning on watching any more of The Bachelorette after this, and I'm gonna have to finish up.
Do you think so? No.
I mean, just to see, like, those guys were getting so catty in the flashbacks they were doing in that thing. I just want to see a bunch of guys.
Yeah, they're talking about one of the guys, and they're like, how he went down in flames.
Yeah.
Like,
how he went down in flames.
Fatality. Got to do that one.
I'll let you know.
But anything else that you, any takeaways from the Bachelorette episode that you
apparently
watched?
Everybody gets.
I think
dumped,
you did really,
man.
You did really good, man.
Yeah, a lot of it I was relating to. I was like, they're like, oh, like you know, I've been dumped. She's like, I've been dumped too, and he's like, me, yeah, I've been dumped. And the other guy was like, my wife left me. And I was like, preach, people.
Preach.
I gotcha.
Well, that actually, I feel like makes a good segue to our slapper of the week.
Ooh.
Speaking of which. Why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, do you want to know the... So I did some research.
Okay.
Well, you sent me the video because they sampled Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I did send you the video. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
So I listened to it, and then he's like... At the end of it, he's talking about like a relationship where you end up like hating one another and fighting all the time. And then he's like, she walks in, and he does this long, just long pause where he's like... And then he goes in that beautiful, like, fuck you. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, damn, this might be a breakup song. So I started listening harder and like doing research on it. It wasn't a breakup song because Chance just got engaged.
Yeah, he just got engaged. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, what is this? And it's just him throwing heat at every, like, the fuck you part is like.
Talking about, like, the internet pretty much or something like people.
Dude, he bought a newspaper and announced it in the song.
What do you mean?
He bought the Chicagoist.
Okay.
Which is a news publication. He bought it. And like he starts off the second verse like, yeah. He's like, I bought the Chicagoist of blah, blah, blah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, he calls out the mayor of Chicago too, Rahm Emanuel in it.
What does he say to him?
Apparently, what it sounded like is He's like, I want an investigation into all your paid vacation trips.
And by the way, did we tell people we're talking about Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, the song's they're like, who are we talking about?
The song's called "I Might Need Security," which is the Jamie Foxx special as well. Which is probably worth. I haven't watched the whole thing.
Oh, the name of the Jamie Foxx special is called "I Might Need Security."
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like
dude.
an hour and 10 minutes.
So yeah, my cousin Ease, you know, he was like, dude, this is a good song, and I checked it out immediately. Heard the Jamie Foxx because I've always thought that was a funny skit, like yeah. Fuck you, fuck. He's on the piano singing
just
it.
Just that skit's worth looking up.
It's
on
so
YouTube.
Good. Yeah. So obviously, whoever produced that, I got to find out who produced that, but that was a sick sample.
Yeah, dude. So the album artwork is from a meme. Of Arthur's fist, like Arthur the cartoon.
Yeah, I just saw a meme about that today. It was like when you have an aux cord, when you have an aux cord plugged into your phone, and you're at the beat's about to drop, and then you hear, make a left in 200 feet, yeah. Like, and it shows like Arthur's hand, like really like pissed off.
So they did a play on that, which is funny. I guess it plays in. He's just mad on the song. Like,
yeah, well,
which makes it cool.
Last week I was hearing like rumblings about people going at Chance about the way he proposed to his fiance or something like that. So he like, and he just like he's always on Twitter, like ranting about like going off on Donald Trump and stuff like that. So it's just like he gets a lot of like feedback, you know what I'm saying? But he's also such an interesting artist that he does interesting things like buying newspapers and you know,
dude,
announcing
songs
him.
So good too.
It's really good.
His style is like, oh.
Do you know if he's like releasing an album or was it just
what
like,
I heard was that he was planning on releasing an album. He's like, sorry guys, no album. And then he dropped these. So he might still be doing an album.
I was hearing rumors that Kanye was going to produce an album for
him. He said he was going to do one of those 7-track
Kanye albums. It
which
hasn't
I would,
happened.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
I love like Acid Rap. I was the biggest fan of. Like, it was awesome. And even 10 Day, the mixtape before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I kind of fell off. I didn't really listen to Coloring Book that much.
I haven't listened to a lot of Chance the Rapper. Yeah. But recently, over the weekend when we were hanging out, we were watching a lot of Francis the Light videos. Francis and the Lights.
Yeah.
And Francis Farewell Starlight, that's his actual name. Francis,
sweet
and,
name.
Yeah, but he's signed to Kanye.
Yeah,
and Good
really?
Music. Yeah, I didn't know that until recently. And you know, he works with like artists like Bon Iver, who's another like act. You know, and I just recently found out Bon Iver is actually not just one Bon Iver or whatever you call him. It's not just one person. The main dude is actually like the main person, but it's like a group of people. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
I just thought it was one guy too.
Yeah, and Francis and the Lights, I thought was a group of people, but that's just one guy.
Just one guy.
Yeah. So
those guys, they're confusing with the band names.
Yeah. But Francis and L.A., the reason why I bring it up, me and Eric do like this dance like when we, you know, on Fridays.
We call it the side dance.
Yeah, we just do a little dance, a little. Actually, the original dance is from the Hey Ma video by Cameron and Joel Santana.
Really?
Originally, me and my cousins and everybody back in the day used to do that dance. And now it's like a nice choreographed dance you can easily teach somebody. So me and Eric do it hardcore. But Francis and the Lights, he always makes like these dancing choreographs, like really simple but fun dances in his videos.
And they're mesmerizing to watch.
Yeah,
because
like
shoot
he has
them.
A very minimalistic like take on the video. So one of them has Chance the Rapper just dancing the whole time.
Yeah.
And so it's just interesting to see the different types of stuff that Chance does. He works with Kanye a lot and everything. And then he dropped this song randomly and you know, so why don't we just get right into it? Like, we've talked about it enough, but so we'll get right into our slapper of the week. So our slapper of the week this week is "I Might Need Security" by Chance the Rapper, and let's just go.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper of the week. Let's go.
Now.
Kids love it.
Kids love you.
Nope. I ain't no activist. I'm the protagonist. I don't go capping it. I fly solo like one cup in the cabinet. The cabin's the cabinet. They trust me and land in it. They call me the advocate. They slide like an abacus. Boy meets world. Everybody been savages. I just wanna really know how much a Joe shooter averages. I'm not no nice guy, I'm just a good guy. The bad guy should really stay on my good side. I smell my roses younger than the good guy. The Illuminati couldn't see me with their good eye. They think they Heath Ledger scary, they just Jack Nichols. I'm assigned to my city like the bat signal. Young chosen one, golden boy, De La Hoya. It ain't too many me's. Rest in peace to Vern Troyer. Yo. I was younger than I seemed as a kid. I mean, my G17, 18 in the head. I mean, I'm only 25, but I'm Motown 25. Bet I get a statue in my hometown when I die. And Rhyme, you done. I'm expecting resignation and open investigation on all of these paid vacations for murderers.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck
you, fuck you. Yeah. He's mad.
Fuck you, fuck you. Oh, good.
I love it.
Fuck you. Yeah. Come on.
Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you.
Forget it. Let's just go to the whole song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Chicago line's about to come up too.
I like, he has this Boy Meets World like line.
Yeah. Dude, Ben, I didn't even know.
Ben Savage.
Ben Savage, yeah. I didn't even know I knew that actor's name.
I don't get no paper, I got a sign at the bottom. Still in my bag like the fries at the bottom. And I can't do nothing right, they gon' always be at me. I miss a Crane's interview, they try leaking my addy. I donate to the schools next, they call me a deadbeat daddy. The Sun Times getting that rounder business. I got a hit list so long, I don't know how to finish. I bought the Chicago, it's just to run you racist bitches out of business. Speaking of racist, fuck your microaggressions. I'll make you fix your words like a typo suggestion. Pat me on the back too hard and pat an axe for your job. Then an unrelated news, someone to beat your ass at your job. I'm the real deal. Who taught all these rappers that a big deal's not a big deal? Inherited the earth popping willies on the big wheel. My enemy lives in his mother's basement. That's why my videos don't got no bathroom in product placement. I'm a real one. The honey is sweet, the apple's bitter. They are trying to convince you you stronger without your woman and when you widow. And tell you they kidding while Twitter trashing your litter. I know the devil's a liar. I know that players is quitters. I heard you hire your hitters. I know the higher the bidder. That mean the less on return. So I just hire a sitter. I'm not no boss, nigga. I'm a soldier. Kingdom builder, man. Somebody should have told you. Fuck you.
Whoa. Yo, slapper of the week.
Slapper of the week.
I might
man.
Need security by Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, I'm about to listen to that on the drive home again.
Yeah, literally every time I listen to it, it just gets better. Yeah,
the wordplay in that first verse is amazing.
My cousin like said it best. He's like, dude, this is like my 20th time listening to it, and I'm still getting punchlines out of this.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my god, the way he says cabinet.
Yeah, the cabinet.
Cabinet.
We were talking about Ben Savage.
Yeah, I didn't know. Chance just teaches you stuff, man.
Well, I'm a big fan of Boy Meets World and The Wonder Years.
Really?
So it's like Fred from Wonder Years, and then his younger brother Ben is from Boy Meets World.
Damn.
And they're actually kind of similar shows. Like, they kind of chronicle like the growing up years of these
kids.
But I actually like bought the domain bensavage.com. But it's
did
not.
Did he try to buy it for
no,
me?
No. It's not like actual Ben, though. It's like Ben. Like B-E-N.
Oh, Ben Savage.
.com, so.
Dude.
Isn't that cool company?
That's a real cool company. Ben Savage.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know where it came from, but yeah, that's my company. So you
that's
can't
funny.
Have it, guys.
You got to do something with that.
Yeah. So, yo, dude, high five.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. One podcast down. I think you did amazing.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about
you,
it.
You
man.
Look calm. You look collected.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I kept my cool.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't cast too hard. I didn't pod too little.
No, dude. You did amazing. I didn't cast too hard. I didn't pod too little. Do you have any like shout outs or anything you want to?
Shout outs. I'm not a big shout out guy, but shout out to V.
Shout out to V. Up, I'd like to thank V.
Yeah. How about the crew from the Ugly Sweater? The
kickball team?
Yeah. We got Shanna Kato, the whole volleyball crew.
Yep. Yeah, dude. I think who else was out there? Madeline was out there. We had Knip. We had James. Everybody, shout out to everybody, man. That was shout very class. You're a class act. You shout out to V. Wow. Do you have that ready to go?
No.
My goodness. Wow. All right. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed episode 18. You don't even know. We're like officially legal now
on
podcast.
Dude, this podcast is about to buy some cigarettes.
Hell yeah.
Dude, some
well, actually, I quit. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring it up last week, but actually, it's officially been 1 week today. So
dude,
thank you, man. I had to put it out
you're
there.
Glowing,
thank you. I appreciate I feel so much better, actually. You actually inspired me. Yeah. You had like the Nicorette gum that one day. I was like, you know, I'm just going to quit this. Yeah. But I'm going cold turkey because the gum kind of made me sick.
Yeah.
But the gum can be tough. Yeah, just like I guess I'll just let you guys know. I put it out there. Like, you know, I've struggled with quitting cigs like throughout the years and stuff. It is. You know, I started when I was, you know, in college, just like, you know, young. And throughout the years, you party and you know, so it's just really unhealthy. I was like really not liking it. So I was like, how do I stop? I got to let people know that I'm stopping. I just put it out there to hold myself accountable, put it on IG story and stuff, and
yeah.
Got an app and like officially made a day.
That app is smart too.
Yeah.
It's working well.
It tells you like, it literally tells you how many days you've gained back on your life, like on the app, and how much money you saved and how many cigs you don't smoke and stuff. So you win all these badges and stuff. So yeah, it's called Smoke Free. If you guys are trying to like, you know,
shout
stop smoking
smoke
and stuff.
Free,
yeah, man. You know, yeah, shout out to Smoke Free. I just hate cigarettes. I don't want to smoke them ever again.
Fuck cigarettes.
But you feel so much better. Weekend, I'm feeling very energized. So,
yeah, that's good, man.
But yeah, so that's a little like PSA. The more you know.
Don't smoke it.
The more you know. So, yeah, guys. Well, that's been episode 18 in the books. We definitely, you know, Eric, I want to say thank you for, you know, filling in for V. Man.
Thanks for having me.
You know, this is the first time I've ever had, first of all, another podcast host.
Guy podcast.
So, hopefully you, the listeners, enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. Eric, you're not on social media right now, right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so I was like trying to like be like, this guy is hosting the podcast. Just this guy, like,
yeah,
I could have tagged
him.
Yeah,
out there in the in the no social media desert.
So, guys, if you want to get at Eric, just message us on the Future Bachelor.
You can
we'll
send
make
me
sure
a
get,
letter.
Yeah,
75 Courtney Drive.
Oh my God, he actually put that.
Send me that physical letter.
Oh, now you're gonna get stalkers.
Maybe a little anthrax.
Yeah.
Fatality.
But yeah, so dude, thank you so much. I think you did amazing. Will you come back again?
I'll come back anytime you want.
All right,
man.
Cool. I'm trying to figure out like what happens when I have to go.
Yeah.
And V's like,
here. Oh, me and V.
Me, you and V around like a cell phone or something like that, just talking. But yeah, so episode 18 in the books. V should be back perfect next week with episode 19. But yeah, guys, my name is Cy.
I'm Eric.
And this has been Future Bachelor, guys. We'll see you next week, all right?
Yeah, have a good week.
Deuces.
Future Bachelor Podcast.